Unit 8, page 74. Reading. Exercise 7.
The world's greatest sports achievements. The world of sports is full of wonderful moments. Here are our top three. The triple-double. The starting gun went off. Suddenly, 8 athletes were flying down the track in Rio de Janeiro's Maracanã Stadium. Less than 20 seconds later, the race was over. Usain Bolt was walking around the stadium with the Jamaican flag over his shoulders. He was a double Olympic champion. Again! 4 years earlier, at the 2012 London Olympics, he became the first man to win a gold medal in both the 100-meter and 200-meter sprint at a second Olympic Games. He won them both at the 2008 Beijing Olympics, too. In Rio, he did it for a third time. As well as his 8 Olympic gold medals, he won the other 2 in relay races with other teammates. Bolt also won 11 world championships and currently holds the world record for the 100-meter and 200-meter. He is one of the greatest sprinters in history. The Perfect 10. Everyone was looking at 15-year-old Romanian gymnast Nadia Comăneci as she left the bars, flew through the air, and landed perfectly on the ground. She turned round. The crowd was cheering. Everyone was waiting nervously for the judge's score. Then it came. The scoreboard was showing 1.00. The crowd was confused. But then the organizers explained. The makers of the scoreboards thought it was impossible to get a perfect score of 10. The boards were not able to show 10.00. So, on July 18, 1976, at the Montreal Olympics, Nadia made history when she became the first gymnast ever to get a perfect 10. She got 6 more perfect scores at the Games and won 3 gold medals, making her one of the best athletes in her sport of all time. The 4-minute mile. It was the final lap. Roger Bannister was running fast, but could he really become the first person to run a mile in under 4 minutes? A minute later, he was lying exhausted on the ground. Then there was an announcement of his time. 3 minutes, 59.4 seconds. The crowd went wild. Before May 6, 1954, experts said that a 4-minute mile was impossible to run. Roger showed them that they were wrong. He planned to stop running after the 1952 Summer Olympics, but there he only came in 4th place. Without a medal, Roger wanted to show how good he was. In 1954, he did exactly that.